Mitch, please.
All right, guys, today we have a voicemail that was sent to us after our story of Jonathan not using valet in Little Italy. This local man wanted to tell us how and where to park in the neighborhood.
So what you gotta do is this. You gotta go down Mayfield Road, okay? And it's ever since you see needles, okay? There's barricades on the right side of the church, okay? So you just keep going down just a little bit. You take a right down the one-way street. And then you take another right into the church parking lot. It says church events, but it don't matter. You gotta do what you gotta do. And that's the way you park in Little Italy. Sons of
I met a lot of people in Little Italy with you. I've never met that person.
That was more like Chicago accent, was it not?
I don't know. He seemed to know Little Italy very well.
He
whoever
did.
Did that.
Paisanos?
Yeah, Jonathan. Well, you just got to leave earlier if you're Jonathan.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to. Well, he'll just never go there again.
I only Why? Know one guy sound in Little Italy.
Was it Benny Romance who texted you?
He didn't get a private parking spot like we did for the parade.
Shut up. What are you saying there for?
Where's my spot?
It's very nice of them to take care of.
Why would you shut up? That's the whole point of being taken care of is you don't say it out loud like that. You want to be taken care of next year for the parade?
I wanted to make sure they knew that it was well appreciated.
It is well appreciated. You didn't need to say it on the air. Just shut up. And then we could get it next year. Now people are... Oh, God. You people in Little Italy.
You think there's going to be a struggle now?
I'm sorry. Don't. We didn't get taken care of. Don't listen to Lima. We didn't get taken care of. Deion Sanders is doing a hell of a job at Colorado. Do you think that he's convincing people to make some poor decisions in other places? Like Ray Lewis with FAU.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, like, he's interested. They don't know if they're interested. You know, Eddie George is seemingly, now I haven't checked in on Tennessee State recently. They've been playing like 500 ball with Eddie George, who the one time called Keith at 3 a.m. by accident. Like they've had that. You remember the Ed Reed with what was
Tennessee
it?
State A&M. Is 8-3.
8-3. Yes. See, there you go. They're doing a pretty fine job down there. Like the Deion Sanders. They mentioned him with Dallas. You know that name's going to get mentioned if people start pressing nuclear options
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's like, well, Shador, he's going to make sure that he goes to where he wants him. Well, if you just hire the dad, then he's going to game the system and make sure you get the son. Which there are definitely people on hold who might not like that. Now, I'd say, hey, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. I've loved Deion Sanders my whole life. I might need to recuse myself emotionally from the situation to try to see the forest for the trees.
Oh, I'd be rooting for it. I want to see that just because as sick as I am about the Dallas Cowboys and how much pub they get, and Deion going there would get them 10 times more pub than they already get,
yeah,
which I know a lot of people would be out on, I'm in for it. I think it would be awesome.
With the Dallas
what
Cowboys
story,
or
yes,
with us?
With the Cowboys.
Now, what about with
it
us?
It would be a great storyline. Well, it'd be easy for us. My God. I might be able to move to the west side of Bay with the kind of money I would make if Deion Sanders was here. Because our ratings would go up exponentially.
Listen to you. Tough talking
tone.
So,
yeah, that would be nice.
I told you, I'd be willing to call that. If it came down to it, I would have them rename the show in the afternoon prime. Give him an hour. An hour a week
he
to
gets
do it.
At least that.
He's hosting a talk show now. You didn't see that? Oh, yeah, they're starting another talk show with him.
Oh, was it on network TV or was this?
I think it's on one of the cable channels.
Oh, my God.
I think it's Tubi. I think it's Tubi.
Is it going to be just him doing film study and
no,
they're going to televise
it's like,
it?
It's like a talk show. Like, I think it might be in front of a studio audience with somebody else.
By the way, think about it. Nick Saban, 24/7,
yep,
was thinking about Alabama football prime time. Hey, come on my TV show.
Yep. That's it.
What's Pat Shurmur doing right now? Oh, he's getting the team ready to play a football game. I'm doing a TV show.
It's called We Got Time Today.
Yep.
And it's on Tubi.
It's on Tubi.
I love
it. I saw that. I go, how does he find the time to host the show?
This is the greatness of Prime. This is why he's different. This is why he's interesting. Because it's tailor-made for you to hate his guts. And that just seems to print money for him.
I think for him, and this is why I don't think he would come to the NFL, if he gets this the way he wants to, he is in a conference that is not the best conference. So you can game your system. If you do it right, you can game your system and get to the playoff if you are that good. But you have to make sure you're that good. He's already spelled out his plan for recruiting. He doesn't have to hit the Jets
True.
And go to all these places. He doesn't want them all because how many guys do you have on your roster? How many guys are actually going to play? So he's going to pound the transfer portal. So it's up to their backers to pay in the transfer portal to bring guys in who are in the transfer portal. Any freshman that he goes out and gets, he's going to want to play. These are his words, not mine. I mean, that's how he spelled it out. He says you only have so many players who play, and then there's a bunch of guys who are developmental. I'm not interested in developmental. I want guys who can play. Everybody else who can develop them. So if I go out and I get a bunch of freshmen, half of them are going to want to leave me anyway because they're not going to play.
You know who Deion, one of the quarterbacks he would definitely bring over if he took over the Dallas Cowboys?
Who's that?
Remember the guy, famously, Thursday Night Football after a big AFC North win, saying pay the man?
No, I don't.
That would be Brian Hoyer. He'd have a job. Remember that game?
Yeah. Been willing to do that.
Was that a Thursday nighter?
That was a Thursday nighter. Yes, it was.
That's all we do is win Thursday
Browns
night.
Are good
9 and
on
2.
Thursday night, man.
9 and 2 on
That's
Thursday
why,
nights.
Like, I know a lot of people are down on them, like, but man.
Let's go.
They
Let's
do
go.
Well on
we got
Thursday
a game tonight.
Night. Let's go.
We got Brown Steelers. Let's go.
You fire the music. Let's get it. Been a downer.
Come on. Even the calls.
Upper.
The calls all day have been down.
It's been football barbiturates. Look. For the last 3 hours, let's go.
Mary Kay said Tomlin's 1-9 on Thursday night on the road.
Guys, perfect storm.
Barbiturates are downers, right?
Perfect storm.
Okay.
Not in my vocabulary, Kenny.
Okay, yeah. Lima Escobar, yeah. Not your vocabulary.